She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're live on the internet. We're live. So let your friends know, those that can't find us on the radio, go to the internet. Because the internet will pick up all the stations that we change to. Very easy. Okay? So anyway, those of you listening on the mainland, in Canada, Europe, wherever, check if you have E85 ethanol at the gas stations. You should. Or go onto the computer and check out E85 and where they're located. If you can find it, put 2 gallons of E85 to a tank full of premium. As far as on the mainland, all the premiums are the same. And watch the gas mileage jump. You're going to have one fantastic gas mileage. And the car will run better. 2 gallons of E85, 85% ethanol, to a tank of premium gas. Okay? I know in the USA, across the USA, premium, the 91, is actually 88. There's no such thing as a 91. But in Hawaii, on Oahu, the Shell 92 is your best play, because the 92 Shell is 92. How that came out, I don't know. But 92 Shell is 92. That's the only brand. All the rest, no. No. Okay? Not using the right fuel or the better fuel will damage your transmission or engine. It beats the living daylights out of the bearings in the engine. So, if you want to pamper your engine, give them the good stuff. Okay? All cars, folks, listen up now. Listen up. All new cars need to put on this electronic rust-proofing device. We're finding every car rusting. The frames are rusting. Okay? The whole bottom of the car rusts. Not the outside body or the roof. So, a lot of them are rusting so bad, they have to replace the frame. Like Toyota. They're replacing thousands of frames. Okay? But General Motors, that American so-called automobile manufacturer, does not warranty rusted frames. People with 08 Chevy cars, trucks rather, the control arm and everything else are falling off the car. It's rusted. And GM won't warranty it. Well, Toyota does. Okay? Toyota stands behind the name. So, anyway, no matter what car you buy, install the electronic rust proofing device. And the best rust proofer, electronic rust proofing device, is this device that my son sells and Harvey Maeda cells. Harvey's phone number on Kauai is 651-2813. 651-2813. Okay? Or my son Todd at 847-5554. 847-5554. Okay? Anyway, it's fairly reasonable, much cheaper than the dealer. Okay? So when you buy a new car, and they want to put on the electronic rust-proofing device, say, no, no, no. You're going to do it. Okay? Now, I don't recommend turning in or trading in your old car for a new car. Okay?
Why not?
Because the dealers are in business to make money. They're not going to give you a fabulous deal. No. Because a lot of times, they've taken your car and it's a piece of junk. What they do is they auction it off in a whole bunch. They got a whole bunch, like 30 cars. And these used car lots that you see all over the place, the little ones, they come out and they bid on them. They get it for real super cheap. But the dealer, you know, has a leeway of how much they can give you as far as discount. So what they do is they steal your car away from you and they say, oh, that was a great deal they gave you on your used car. Like, for instance, if your car was only worth $1,000, they say, oh, I'll give you $6,000 for your car. And you're going to be excited thinking, yeah, I got a good deal. But they don't give you a discount on the new one. So they actually got your car for free.
So what are you saying? Not to trade it in, just straight up buy a new car without a trade-in?
Yes, and sell your old car outside. That way you make the deal. You get the cheaper price. Okay? That's the way to do it. If you got a question, give me a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080.
How about if you tell them what is the cost if I do a trade-in versus I don't do a trade-in?
They're not going to tell you that. No, it's like telling them, oh, let me know what your cost is on buying these cars. No, 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 no. That's bad etiquette to ask them that.
If that was me, I would, though.
No, no.
So you can see for yourself which one is the better deal.
Well, the better way to do it, Wanda, is to go to another dealer and ask how much that particular car is, okay, without a turn-in. No turn-in, I want to buy that car. What kind of best deal you can give me? Then they'll give you the price. Then you could turn around and say, okay, that's the price. How much would you give me for my used car over here? See, now he's stuck.
Good idea.
See, now he's stuck. But the best way is sell it outside. You get a lot more for it. Okay? Now, if you want to buy that electronic rust proofer from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. Harvey's number is 808-651-2813. 651-2813. There's so many people that are not putting it on, and the only time they wake up to it is when the underneath of the car is rusted total. We're seeing so many cars like that today. Tons and tons of cars. That's why I'm telling you, be careful. Put that rust proofer on. And the other thing you need to do and should do is flush that automatic transmission oil with the AMSOIL transmission oil. Okay? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised on how much longer and better that transmission will last. It's really good. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay? Now, a lot of people listen to the radio show, but don't listen. You know what I mean? They listen for entertainment until the car breaks. Then they ask the question, oh, I should have used the product you recommend. Hello? Yes. That's why we recommend it, to save you money. Okay? Especially if you're not using the right gasoline. The Shell 92 V-Power is the gas of choice. Okay? The Shell 92 V-Power is the gas I recommend. Now, my battery guy, Philip, I gotta tell you his name, Philip from Interstate, never uses Shell. 2 years ago, his wife's Tacoma, the engine broke because of bad fuel. Now, he comes in today with his nice modified Mustang running the bad gas too. He's not using Shell. And I told him, Philip, don't you hear the engine knocking? He tells me, no. Oh. He's going to break that engine too. Shell is the only one that I recommend. Okay? Okay. Who do you have?
We have Kelly from Honolulu.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi. I have a situation for you.
Okay.
A friend of mine needed a car, so I had a 2005 Honda Accord LX, and I said, well, you know, I think I'd like to go and get a car and give him my car, the Honda.
Give
and
him?
So, yeah. So, anyway, I went down to a dealership. I was hoping to buy a car, maybe like $10,000, and then that way I can pay it off real quick. And what happened was I ended up buying this used car and Ford Fiesta. And by the time I make it over, the poly was chook. So they let me return it. And then they gave me a Chrysler 200, but it had 45,000 miles on it already and was 4 years old. So when I told my brother like that, he got ballistic. He said, you don't buy a car that, you know, the best life is gone, you know. After that, it's downhill. So I returned it, and they gave me a new Elantra. And but because it's a new car, I had to, my insurance went up to $200 a month now.
Wow.
And then the payment just for one Elantra is like $465. And when I look on the TV commercial, I said, gee, I could have gotten a Cadillac. I could have gotten, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
For less. And then, so now, you know, it's kind of a bitter taste in my mouth because it's for 75 months, yeah?
Oh, boy.
So I was thinking maybe what I can do is pay the monthly and a half, and just instruct the bank that the half is going to be for principal only. And that way I can pay it down faster.
How long did you have the car?
March 3rd.
March?
Yeah, 2 months.
Take it back and see if they'll take it back.
Why?
Turn it back in. Just tell them you're not happy with the car.
I can do that.
A good dealer will take it back.
And then what?
Refund your money.
But I put 3,700 miles on it already.
That's all right.
Is it going to look bad on my record that I returned a car?
No.
Like gave it up, you know what I mean?
No. It'll look bad on the dealer for selling you something that you didn't like. It'll look good to the dealer for helping you out and getting you out of that situation.
Oh. Don't you think like $465 a month for 75 months is a long time?
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of money?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why I recommend people to call Maui Toyota.
Yeah.
Because he's very honest. You're not going to find any more honest than him.
Oh.
But you don't listen. See?
Well, this is the second time I happened to come to your program. So since you gave the number, I thought maybe I would call.
Okay. But write this number down. This is Maui Toyota. And it's a direct line, so you can just dial regular. You don't have to dial 01 or anything. Okay?
Okay.
537.
537.
44.
44.
47.
47.
And ask for DJ.
And this is Maui Toyota?
Yes. Everything you do will be done on the phone. And you don't have to fly there, and he'll help you, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, but what do I do with this car in the meantime?
You go back to that dealer and tell them you're not happy. You want to turn it in. You want them to take it back.
And
if they don't take it back, then I'm sorry, you're stuck with it.
Oh, because I did turn in the Ford Fiesta and the Chrysler 200, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, oh, this is all we can do for you. And then so they sold me the new car, you know.
Yeah, but you see, the advantage you have, you're a female. Females always change their mind.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to understand, oh, this lady always going to change her mind. So, okay, we'll give her back her money.
But what about the mileage and the usage and...
They can sell it to a rental car.
Oh, okay. We're like, because already, you know, when I first bought it, and then the second week I came back and I go, you know, I don't feel good about this because $465 a month is a lot of money. For 75 months, that's a long time.
Why did you buy it?
Because that's all I could get.
No. No. No.
Take your brother back with you and go see if you can return it.
Yeah.
What?
Take your brother back with you and see if you can return it. And for insurance.
Yeah.
Call this guy in Manoa. Derek is very honest. You cannot find any more honest insurance man than him. You got pencil and paper?
Yes, go ahead.
988-8808. 08. Okay. His name is Derek. He's State Farm. He is very, very honest and very good.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh. I feel bad, like, you know, because when I tried to take it back after 1 week, they said, oh, that's going to look bad on your record. Like you
No, know, it doesn't look bad on your record.
You gave up a car. No. What you call that?
The dealer will look bad if they don't take it back. Okay?
Could they give me a better deal on the car?
No. Walk away. Get a Toyota.
But your Toyota always get a recall, huh?
That's the old ones.
Oh, yeah.
2010 was the last year that Toyota made parts in China.
Oh.
Now, 2011 on up, 100% made in Japan.
Oh. And then what model?
Anyone is fine.
Yeah.
Whatever you like the best.
Oh, boy. So when I go to the dealership, I just said, oh, I want to return the car?
Yeah. You're not happy.
And I'm not happy?
Yeah, because women always not happy.
Oh. And what about some kind of legal ramification?
Nah.
Just like that, they're going to take them back?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No worry.
They're going to give you a hard time on it, though.
They will?
They're not supposed to give you a hard time. If they're a nice dealership, they won't give you a hard time. They'll say, okay, and that's it. Because they don't want the bad reputation. You tell all your friends, oh, that guy's over there, pilau.
Yeah.
Try. All they can say is, go jump in a lake.
Oh, I think that's what they told me the first time.
Then why you deal with them?
Huh?
Why you deal with them if they told you that?
I don't know.
Find
a reason why you don't want the car. I don't know. Tell them you can't make the payments or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to ask you. You know, you were talking about the E85.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I just Google it, E85 gasoline or something like that?
Where are you?
Salt Lake.
Oh, I sell it.
Oh, you do?
I'm the only one in Hawaii that has ethanol.
Oh, does it come in a can or at a station that I...
No, you just pull in and we put it in for you.
Oh, how often you have to put that in?
When you fill gas.
Every time you fill up a gas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It's fantastic.
Does it look like oil in an oil can or?
No. It's like ethanol is like vodka.
Uh huh.
Yeah, just like vodka. So if you want to see what it looks like, go get vodka and look at it. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So where do I get it? Where do I go? What do I do?
Nita's Auto Repair.
Sorry?
Nita's Auto Repair.
M-I-T-A?
N-I-T-T-A.
Oh, N-I-T-T-A.
Yeah. Behind Dillingham Zippies.
Dillingham. Oh, I love country. Well, over there?
Back of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Break time.
Okay, we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, Rolling Bob, doing great. And last week, I talked about the people driving fast. And I think people heard me. And now this week, I'm going to complain about the people that drive slow. So what I mean is, you're driving down the road, right? And, of course, you're being a safe driver. You got space between you and the car, you know, so you can stop, see potholes, avoid stuff. And, you know, people are waiting at a light. But, of course, they can't wait. So they pull in front of you. And then they drive like 10 miles under the speed limit. Until you get to the light that's turning yellow, they speed up, and you're stuck at the light. And you're like, wow, that was kind of interesting. I wonder if they knew me. So you drive to the next light, you pull up behind them, they drive slow again, they do it again. George, I think I'm in a Twilight Zone episode. Every week, I get some weird person near me. Like last night, I'm coming home from the gig, on the poly by myself. I look in the rear view. I see a car coming. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm doing the speed limit. They pull up beside me, and I'm like, okay, do I know these people? Are they going to pass me? Or I speed up, they speed up. I slow down, they slow down. Now I'm starting to think, what is this, some kind of hitman? What did I do wrong? And, you know, we come out the tunnels, and then I'm like, what is going on with me? Do I have some kind of, like, magnet on my car that attracts, like, interesting drivers? Or did you put something on my car that says, this is Rolling Bob, mess with him for the show? So, anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
We have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Dot3 Dean.
Yep, back from Arizona.
Oh, you're back?
Yep, I'm back from Arizona.
Oh, I see.
Well, the listeners heard already how the Shell up there was, even their premium was 88, but amazingly their 87 was their regular. Now, you know, there's something interesting about their Chevron gas. Even though it's like barely 87 on the premium, the car runs like it's running on 89 octane. I don't know if it's a figure of my imagination, but I don't know what their formula is or what they're using. It feels like an 89 octane. Interesting. I don't know.
That's in Arizona.
Yeah, in Arizona. In Mesa, Arizona.
But that's not Hawaii.
Yeah. You know, I've never had confidence in Chevron, but I thought to myself, hey, this thing, you know, runs like an 89.
Okay.
Because, oh, the other thing I found out too is, yeah, there's stickers on the pumps in Arizona that say up to 10% ethanol.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The aqua station that I went to, contains up to 10% ethanol. That's why the regular is only $1.99 a gallon.
That's cheap.
Yeah. $1.99 a gallon. I have a picture to prove it. I took a picture of that, of the signpost to prove it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. So, that's cheap gas.
Off-air question. Actually, there was one from last week. Somebody wanted to know if your ethanol prices fluctuate up and down depending on, I don't know, gas prices or...
No.
K Okay. No. Then now this week we have a question where she starts her car and the clock doesn't go on. And then, like, I guess it's just blank. And then it'll maybe eventually come on, but it's not fully lit. And you know what's the problem?
First of all, I need to know what kind of car, what year. That's the only way. Getting back to the Toyotas, in 2000 to 2010, those Toyotas were made, parts were manufactured in China. And that's why they had all those recalls and whatever. They don't have it anymore. They're done with China. Okay, did she tell you what kind of car it was?
No, she didn't.
Oh, I need to know.
Okay. Well, you know, my car, one morning when I started it up, that whole panel that has all that reverse lights and all that, that thing just didn't light up. Not reverse lights, but reverse camera. And time and radio station and all that.
Did you play with the key?
Actually, I was driving off already, so then I tried to turn things on and off, and then when I reached my destination, then I turned my car off and started up again, and then it came on.
More than likely the key.
Okay, we have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Josh. How are you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't call last week because I was busy. But anyway, I was listening. I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? Then when I heard Dean talk about his trip from Arizona, and he wondered why, you know, felt like the car had more power. And in my opinion, the answer is maybe they got better gas there. But the reason, if you understand drag racing and tuning, the air, Arizona is real dry, don't have moisture, humidity. Like Hawaii, we get plenty of water in the air, so you get less horsepower. And then they probably might have, depending where he's driving, maybe get plenty of oxygen. And then right now it's not summer yet, so I don't know what the temperatures were back now over there. And depending where, because, you know, if you drive to Flagstaff, Arizona, get snow, get real cold up there. A lot of people, they don't know. They think Arizona all desert and hot. Depend where you go. You go to the mountains like Flagstaff, get snow up there. So I don't know the temperature at the time where he's driving. Temperature affects horsepower too. The cooler the temperature, the more oxygen, less humidity and water, moisture in the air, you get more horsepower. So that's what I believe in. Maybe their gas is better too. I don't know.
No, in America, all the gas is kind of all the same.
They're all the same.
Oh, yeah, they're monitored.
Yeah, but, okay, so more than likely, maybe it's the weather. Like over here, Hawaii Raceway Park, like that, anywhere in Hawaii, you cannot make horsepower like the mainland. Even though we sea level is supposed to get more oxygen, but we get so much humidity, get so much water in the air. It takes away. You need oxygen to burn the fuel to make horsepower, yeah? So that's basically why I believe why it's like that. But anyway, you know what I wanted to bring up? If you hear on the news all this hoopla about the rail now and going to cost more money, and it seems like the whole deal, they don't know what they're doing. They're going as they go along, adding more money. You know, they cannot plan. Now they're talking about making the rail line shorter, less stations, and I'm thinking, what sense then? You know, no make sense making them at all. And I think we're at the point that basically, maybe more or less, cannot stop them already. So the bottom line is, do it right, even if you have to broke some section down or do them over. Make it right, make it best quality and safe, yeah? Like you said the other week, the thing all wavy because the thing's sinking.
Bruce, I don't think the soil in Hawaii can handle that kind of stuff.
Could be. Like I told you the other week, the power driver guy told me because of the Lava 2, like what you brought up, and I've confirmed it for what the guy told me, you know, it's soft and all that, and the Lava 2 is like almost, what do you call it, black hole. You know, they power drive the thing disappears. You don't know where the thing goes. They got to keep pounding more and more until the thing stops and solid, and then you got to let it settle to make sure it's solid. Yeah, but over here, they rush it on, and now they're talking about cutting back on the on rail station now. How are the people going to jump on the rail if no one off rail stations too?
Well, they just climb on the edge of the rail and wait for it to come by.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, if you got to go to the rail station and park your car, how are you going to get there? You got to drive or catch the bus anyway. And the rail don't go where they're going in into the where they work or whatever, or school or something. So you still got to catch the bus, walk, ride bicycle, or drive car. And then this is the big problem that people don't see and they don't talk about. When you park your car at the rail station parking lot, it's not free, it's going to be expensive. And then the problem is, these crooks, these criminal punks, they know you at work or wherever, you're not there all day. They're going to break in your car, they're going to damage your car, they're going to steal your car. And it's evident in Hawaii Kai, they built a big parking lot for carpool. Remember back then, before at carpool? Well, these thieves and crooks, they know you at work, you're not there. So they were stealing the cars, damaging them, and breaking into and stealing whatever they can, yeah, and batteries, whatever, tires. So now, if you go to Hawaii Kai and look at the parking lot, empty. They don't use them because the people don't want to use them because of this. And I was just talking to a bus driver yesterday, and he told me, yeah, I drive my route sometimes over there. It is empty. Nobody uses these carpool parking lots anymore for that reason. So this is one disaster. And they don't know. Their planning is like, they don't know what they're doing. They're all in confusion. And Mayor Caldwell, you know, he lies. And that guy, that the heart guy, same, he's a clone of Caldwell. He's a liar. He even looks the same. And then you got this Japanese millionaire businessman that controls all the property or a lot of the property on the rail line. And in my opinion is, he donates to Caldwell's campaign, maybe pay him under the table, pay off. So he appoints him as, what is he, the head of that board? Yeah. So he Mayor Caldwell appoints him, and then just what happened, all these properties along the road, they're going to condemn him, then he buys them up for profit and he sells it. You know, this is all she buy, all profit for their own self. Greed, you know, their own money. This is how government is operating. So the people out there, you got to wake up and vote for the right people, not all these crooks and liars.
Okay.
Sorry to
thanks, Bruce.
Get like that, but this thing is just getting my goat.
Okay.
Anyway, George, you take care. One last thing I want to say for all you drag racing fans, this Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock, Fox Sports 1 got qualifying, not live, but qualifying from Topeka, Kansas, and then tomorrow, Sunday at 8 o'clock in the morning, live from Topeka, Kansas, the Nationals over there, the NHRA Nationals. So anyway, okay. I'll talk to you later. Take care, George.
Thanks, Bruce.
All right, bye.
Okay, is it break time?
It is. We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust? Call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali E Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl is gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay, now, I recommend to use what is called a clay bar on your car. It's only on the top surfaces, top of the hood, top of the fenders, the roof. Feel it. You can feel it. When you rub your hand over the surface, nice clean surface of your car, if it feels like a lot of tiny bumps, that is industrial fallout. That's metal. Okay? If you leave it, the clear coating will peel. So get what is called a clay bar. Napa has it. O'Reilly has it. And they have a little spray for it too. You spray the surface down and you rub the clay bar over the surface. The clay bar pulls all those tiny little microscopic metal pieces out of the paint and makes it really smooth again. Okay? But do not drop the clay bar on the ground. If you drop it, it's gone. You got to buy a new one. Okay? So, do it on a clean surface and keep the surface clean. Okay? Here's another thing. If you have a question, give me a call at 524-1080. I see this all over and it drives me bonkers. People just don't have a hoot about their safety or their lives. Or other people's lives. Like the two girls that got run down by that crazy guy. Okay? If you install big wheels, those 20-inch wheels and stuff, you see it, a lot of people. That's the fad. If you do that, upgrade your brakes, folks. The brakes was barely calibrated for the size wheels that you have from the factory. So if you're going to up to a bigger size, heavier wheel, upgrade the brakes. Do not use it the way it is. It will not stop like it should. Okay? It's not for only your safety, but everybody else's safety. Upgrade the brakes and change to like Whirlwood, you know, for one. And you go on a computer, you can find them. You go to a bigger brake. And they're a lot better. They stop better. Okay? So it's your safety. So please, don't just put nice wheels on the car and forget it. You got to stop. So, anyway. Anyway, you got a question, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay. Who do you have?
We have Kimo on the line.
Hi, Kimo.
Hey, George. Hey, I was watching Muscle Car TV today, and on rear-wheel drive cars, if you replace your standard drive shaft with aluminum, you just save more gas.
That's right.
Yeah, I just... And then I was talking to Wanda, and you already talked about indexing spark plugs, which I never knew about.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, she said you already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an old racetrack thing that the NHRA still does today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's and that lady that had a problem with her car, there is a lemon law. It's a federal lemon law, but it's only good for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you can return the car and won't ruin your credit and just return it and...
get your money back.
By law they have to do it, but she's been over 30 days, so I don't know what her circumstance would be.
Well, it all depends on the dealer.
Yeah, that's true.
And the dealer, if he had brains, he would take care of the woman because women talk. And if they get happy with the dealer, they'll tell their friends that dealer is good.
Yeah, and the reviews, I always look at reviews and stuff, and...
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the Better Business Bureau, and
mm-hmm.
and once you give them a bad review, it stays there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Long time, yeah. And I just caught the tail end of your auction thing. I used to do that way back in the day. I believe after 12 cars, you have to get a dealer's license.
A dealer's license.
Yeah, to go to the auctions and stuff.
Yep.
But I used to go the other way around because I knew a salesman at the dealership, and, you know, the older people would trade in their beautiful cars. I mean...
And you would be over there taking it up.
The dealer wouldn't give you nothing for it. So I would get a phone call, go around the corner, and offer them more money and clean the car up and...
my 12 cars. Okay.
And it was beautiful, man. I mean...
That's a good deal.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
Yep.
All right, George.
Okay.
All right.
Aloha.
Nice talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, we have Sam from Honolulu.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, George. I have a question for you. I went to Crestec, and I got the last four jugs of 520-weight HPS,
mm-hmm.
all purple. And I need 5.5 quarts for oil change.
Mm-hmm.
Would it make any difference if I put in the last two quarts, a quart and a half, using the 1030-weight HPS?
Yeah, you can do that.
Won't make any difference.
No.
Okay, mahalo.
Okay. Okay.
You know, there's another off-air one. Hopefully I can... It's long. He says he has a 2008 Matrix, and I guess there's a recall on it for passenger side airbags only.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is like a second recall. Prior to that, there was like a 2003-2007 recall. And I guess he wanted... And something about it's only for the actuator or something on the airbag?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have any opinion on that?
Well, airbags, you know, my stand on airbags, I don't like it. Airbags are not safe. It's all, you know, BS. Because if airbags think, you just got to think, common sense. If airbags was a safety feature, every race car in the world would be required to have airbag. No race car has airbag. So why have it on a regular street car? The race cars is traveling 300 miles an hour. You're not traveling 300 miles an hour. So shouldn't the race car have airbag? They don't have it because it's not safe. Let's face it. You get hurt from it. Okay, so I'm against the airbag. I'm against that silly seatbelt that they require you to have. You know, since when did the government think about you, the people of America, and your safety? When? When does the government think for your safety? They never do. It's all somebody's payoff to make you, to make them have to put it in. Okay? Take a look around. Look around. What did they do for your good? No. Nope, I'm sorry. Wrong already. Because your constitutional rights is you have the right. They have no right to govern what you do unless what you're doing will affect other people. Like not having insurance. Yeah. If you don't have insurance, yeah, you can affect other people. But seatbelts? No. It's just whatever. It's up to you. Okay? Okay. Anyway.
Well, we'll be right back after this short break with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367. Or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
She's real fine, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And anyway, highly recommended to torque your wheel nuts on. Don't just tighten them any old way. There is a specific wrench that tells you the poundage. Torque the wheel nuts on. Majority of the wheel nuts require 70 pounds. Okay? You set the torque wrench for 70. It tightens only to that specific amount. Do not over tighten because they do break off. Very dangerous. Okay? So, anyway, if a car is on fire, get away from the car. Okay? Car can explode. Okay. Who do we have?
We have Dee Dee from Honolulu.
Hi.
Hi, George.
Yes.
I'm actually here on a massage table, but I was so excited by what you said that I had to call in. I just had this conversation about airbags and seat belts the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying exactly what you said, that it was government intervention and it's about money and about control.
That's right.
Not anything about safety as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I have heard more about what has happened with people being hurt by their seat belts, by the airbags exploding.
That's right.
Help.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any possibility of just removing? I was looking for a way to remove my airbag because it's terrifying to me.
Just disconnect it. That's it.
What?
Disconnect it.
I don't know how to disconnect it.
Oh, okay.
Can I go into you?
Yeah, go see my son, Todd.
Oh, my God. I'm coming in next week. Thank you so much, George. I really appreciate
it. You're welcome. Okay. Anyway, yes. I don't recommend that. I don't recommend safety check. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. They're stealing cars with safety check. They take the VIN number, take a key, and steal your car. Number one. Okay? And the safety check, they do not check for safety. Turn on your lights, your wipers, horn. Okay, you got your safety check. They don't check brakes, steering, tires, and all the rest. So, why have it? Get rid of safety check. Okay, that's the sign. We got to get out of here. So anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And please, folks, listen up on the safety features we recommend for you. Okay? Take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.